This is Betty Lockrey Hoag interviewing Frank L. Stevens at his home in Los Angeles on June 2nd, 1964. Mr. Stevens, you were regional director for part of the Northwest Territory under Stanton McDonald Wright during a projects period, and you have been a friend of most of the artists in this area and a collector of many of their paintings and know more about them than probably anyone else, so everyone tells me, so I'm looking forward to our interview. First, before we talk about it, I'd like to ask you a little bit about yourself. You were saying that you were born in an area which was full of the history of the United States. Would you like to tell me where and tell me a little bit about your life before you came to California?
Well, I came to California quite early. I came to California on one of those round-trip tickets in the winter of 1912. And when I hit Indio and saw the palm trees and the rest of it, that finished me. I sold the other half of the ticket down on Main Street, and that was it. I got, and as far as the art business are concerned, why, I'd heard about this Art Students League that was here, and it was run by a genial Irishman named Val Costello. After Costello, McDonald Wright came out from the East, and he had it, and it seemed that he was running what you might call a sort of a school of liberal education, especially in aesthetics. In other words, besides the regular life classes, and at night, two nights a week, and the color class on the Saturdays, why, they had a stag every Monday night, or every other Saturday night, because one Saturday in those days was the symphony, and so they had it every other Saturday night.
And, I didn't understand, it was a symphony, you say?
Well, it was the Los Angeles Symphony would be on the same on one Saturday night, and so they'd alternate. And these people, these stags would come up, and someone of the painters would cook a meal. For example, there were a number of Japanese painters. One of them is pretty well known in the East now, named Hideo Date, D-A-T-E. With another one is around here named Benji Okubo. So we would get Japanese food on those nights. Then there were several Chinese painters, including there was one named Fong. It's an old family, Chinese family name.
Is he still painting today?
You can find him down in Chinatown. He does portraits, very loquacious. I think his nickname was the Unspeakable Fong.
Do you remember any of the other Chinese artists?
Well, Tyrus Wong, W-O-N-G, and he's very well known even today.
I have an appointment with him.
Really? Oh,
yes.
He's a peach.
Is he?
Oh, he's a dandy. Then, besides the painters and who were involved in it, there were a great many other people. For example, there was an Englishman that used to show up for these stags, and he had spent a year in the interior of India with a Brahmin